Blog Talk Radio.
K C S N. We gon' praise God on this one. And yes, we're the Root Records. The mob, where you at? Verse one. Here we go. Hey.
Every day I'm watching on the TV.
She's on the phone right now. I got a text. She didn't respond. But we're going to do this thing. Pastor Keisha is right here. She's always on my backup. We're going to talk a little bit today about God. And only God can fill the void within us. And we're just going to discuss some things that I realized during the course of my life that I tried and I knew that there was something still missing. The more I got, the more I want, because I could not fill that void. So before we start, I'm going to allow, I don't know if Carolyn is on the phone as yet, but I allow Keisha to pray us in. Amen?
praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We praise your holy name, Lord God, for this radio, well, Blog Talk Radio, Lord God. We invite you in, Holy Spirit, to have your way right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the co-host right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Inspire them, strengthen them. And I pray, Lord God, that your word will be full up within them. And when they speak, Lord God, that your children will be blessed, encouraged, and uplifted in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, and praise your holy name. And we frustrate the work and plan of faith that's bringing distractions, hindrances, and trying to block your move and block the show. The blood of Jesus be against you, Satan. Your will not come forth. But we thank you, Lord God, that your will come forth, Lord God, in this station or this radio show in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's awesome to know that only God can fill, because we were created, praise God, we were created to serve God. And he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son,
amen,
that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And only the way that we can fulfill that life in abundance or feel complete is through God's grace, through God's mercy, through us being filled with the Holy Spirit. I don't know if Caroline is on there as yet. We'll try to click her in so she can come in. Click her in. See if that's her right there. Congratulations to her and her family. She got a new baby boy as a grandson. I think it's 10 pounds, 4 ounces. I'm not quite sure about the ounces, but I know he's 10 pounds. Glory be to God. Are you there? Caroline. Okay. She says she's trying. She just texted me. She says, I'm trying to get on. Praise God. Things that we want to just go over. Even Solomon realized that everything that we tried, that he tried, God had gave him wisdom. God gave him understanding. He was so wise. But yet, when he tried everything, he had many wives and many concubines, but he still was not satisfied. He had the wisdom beyond any man that I can think of, because God said that he was the wisest man. But yet he was never satisfied. When I was younger, in my teens, I wanted to be loved. And I know that there's a lot of us that desire to be loved. Pastor Keisha and I was talking about it on today. Most people want to be loved. They want to be accepted. They don't want to feel like they're alone. And I find that I tried alcohol. I was in a relationship where I was being abused, because at that time I was a teenager. My boyfriend, he had two other girlfriends, and it was okay because I was a teenager and I wanted to feel loved. So we settled for less at times, because we want that void to be filled, and he couldn't fill that void. He couldn't satisfy me. So as I grew up and got older, I began to invest in, what should I say, alcohol, hoping that alcohol will fill that void. I drank and I drank and I drank and I drank and I drank, and I couldn't be fulfilled. And I knew God. I knew that God loved me, because I had a relationship to him prior, but no one taught me about the infilling of the Holy Spirit. No, we would just go to church, and we would just hear the preacher, and we would go to Sunday school, and we would hear how good God is. But I was never thought about the Holy Spirit. I hear people speaking in tongues and falling out and just having an encounter with Jesus, but I never knew that. I never really had that encounter. So I knew that there was more to it, but I didn't know what it was. As I drank and drank, I still didn't feel satisfied. I began to go to church, and as I went to church, I learned more about God, but I didn't rely on God. I didn't 100%, I wasn't sold out. I wasn't totally sold out to God. So when you're not sold out, when you're not submitted, Romans 12 says to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And when you don't totally submit to God, that void cannot be filled, because God does not want to be a part-time lover. And that's what we do sometimes. We go to church and we go through the formalities of going to church. We're church goers, but we don't have relationship. See, now that I'm older and I went through hell and high water over the years, I realize there's a difference between going to church, because when you go to church, you're still going to feel empty. You're still going to have that void. Church don't change you, but what changes you is relationship with God. Relationship, now you two are talking and you're intimate. You can now, what should I say, get deep with God, hear him more, connect to him more. My phone today was plugged in, but it wasn't connected to the plug on the wall. And as I began to turn my phone on, it was dying. I was like, what's up? Why is my phone dying? It's connected, but it was not connected to the wall, the electricity. And that's how we are sometimes in church. We're going to church, but we're not connected to the power source. We're not having that intimacy, that relationship with God. So then it causes voids in our lives. It causes us to go outside. Men go outside of marriage looking for fulfillment, and women go outside their marriage. Teenagers having sex. I remember my daughter was telling me when she was younger, her friend had 30 partners at the age of, I think, 16, and she thought it was good because she was searching. We are constantly searching, and if we don't realize that we have to connect to God with relationship, we'll never be satisfied. It will never happen. It has to be relationship. I don't know if Pastor wants to just come in and say anything. She's posted on Facebook. So as I said, Solomon said, going back to Solomon now, I'm really lost about Carolyn. Amen. I really lost the thought of, because she's the one that prays us in and gets us rolling. But the Holy Ghost is going to get me right back on track, and I'm trying to get Keisha to interact with us, but she's trying to talk to Caroline right now. But I'm saying to you today is that you can shop, you can buy shoes, buy bags. I know my closet is full of bags, it's full of clothes. I used to have a whole bunch of jewelry, but that got stolen from me from one of my husband, who he had voids in his life and he was searching for love, but he took up drugs and alcohol, so he would always steal things from us and do things that's not right. And that's another thing too. When you are empty, you go to alcohol and you go to drugs, but none of that fulfills. None of that helps that emptiness that's inside of you. Only God can do it. And we were designed to want God, to desire God. He wants us to have that relationship with him. He desires us to be one with him, because Jesus says, as I'm one, you become, we're one. And when he was talking to the disciples, he's telling his disciples that they're one, and then we are one with the Father. And that's what God desires, for us to be one with him. But we constantly look for other things. We constantly seek things outside of God. I like to work. I used to be a workaholic, and I would put all my energy into work, into making that money, because I use the excuse of taking care of my family. But then your family has a void. They need that mothership and that, that discipline, and they just need you. But you're out there doing all kinds of things, and then you're not training the children in the way that they may go, because you're so caught up in work. You're so caught up. I was a workaholic, man. I used to work on Saturdays. I still have to refrain from doing that, because you want to take care of your family, and it's only me working at this moment, so therefore I want to do it. Now I know that I can't allow my job to interfere with my relationship with God or my relationship with my family. We always got to stay connected to God. We always got to stay focused, because there's so many distractions, and then after a while, you will realize that you're disconnected from him, and that void is there, and you become miserable. You become tired. Come on now. You want to quit. At any given moment, you're frustrated. you are complacent, complaining, whining. Why? Because the void that you had filled with God, you are now distracted by many other things.
Amen.
Amen? Okay, amen. Amen. Lovely, are you on?
Yes, Lovely, I'm on.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord and shut the mouth of the enemy.
Amen.
Yeah.
I said
amen,
because I just got the text. It just threw me off, you know, because I said, oh, my goodness, she's not going to be on. I didn't understand what she was saying. So I said, here he goes. He's acting up again.
That's all right.
He doesn't want us to do this show. I'm realizing that even the more that everything comes and tries to stop and try to block. Well, I'm going to press forward anyhow. I invited my friend Justine to come in and listen in. I don't know if she's on, but if she is, I just want to give her a shout out and tell her I love her and I appreciate her. I appreciate her encouragement. But Lovely, let's want to give you congratulations on your new baby grandson. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Yay. Thank you. He's nice and healthy, too.
I know you're kissing on it all over him, huh?
Yeah, I am. I'm enjoying him, and he's just a blessing. He looks like he came out as a toddler. But he's healthy, and we thank God for his arrival, good delivery, and my daughter-in-law, she's good. And so God is just amazing. I just said, thank you, Lord, for blessing us with another prophet. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So our topic today, you know what our topic is? When we're trying to fill that void with other stuff. And,
right.
And we know that we can't do it. We can't
right.
do it. It's impossible. Do you hear the static or is just my phone?
Yeah, you sound kind of faint today.
Amen. Okay, so it's my phone then.
Yeah, just a little. I can still hear you though, Lovey.
Okay, great. Praise the Lord. So what is your viewpoint on that? You know, because I was sharing with the listeners that I tried everything. I tried relationships. I tried shopping. I tried everything, but I could not. That void would not be filled. I tried working. I was a workaholic. Only when I realized that I needed to be connected to God and have relationships that I felt contented.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and unfortunately, even as believers, can you hear me good, Lovey?
Yes, I can. And I don't know
okay.
if this is your phone because it wasn't happening until you call in. So I'm
well,
going to put you on mute. I want to put you on mute for a minute and see if it's your phone. Okay. It Lovely, is your phone?
Is my phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Your phone is acting up.
My phone is acting up, and I just got it. Okay. Is it still? Does it still sound like it's staticky? Because I don't want it to be a
yeah,
distraction.
We can still hear you. We can. It's doable. Doable.
Okay. We were talking about filling the void, and you know, unfortunately, even the saints, you know, we try to fill the void other than you know filling it with God. Some of us are workaholics. We're working like Hebrew slaves, and we don't even have God in our lives, and we wonder why we have to work so hard. And you know, and then we still suffer with things. And that's not saying we don't go through things. You know, when we come to Christ, but we're able to handle it in a much better way. You know my story, my history, my testimony of how I tried to fill the void with cocaine and heroin and every pill. I mean, if the bottle said it'll get you high on the pill bottle, I took it. I mean, so, and even alcohol, you know. And men was my best friend. So, and I tried to fill that void, you know, because I had been hurt and abused. And when you go through things like that, you know, latch out to what makes us supposedly feel good. But until we find out who God really is and we come out of that situation when he brings us out, you know, that's the only way we can be filled up. There's a song that's called Fill Me Up. And I was just listening to that today. You know, when we become filled up with God and we yield ourselves completely and totally to him, we really don't have, you know, a space in our life for a void to be there, because our relationship with him goes beyond just a simple relationship. It becomes an intimate, personal relationship. And so the only way we can do that is if we spend time with God, if we learn how to love on him the way he loves on us. So, you know, filling the void, unfortunately, a lot of people are doing that. We're filling it up with prophetic lines and conferences and workshops and all that. And that's good, you know, whenever God tells us to go do those things. But if we're just going just because we're feeling empty and God is not telling us to go, we go to these things, but we leave sometimes worse than we were before we went there, you know?
That is so true. That is so true. And I think sometimes we want to fill that void also with titles and positions. Mm-hmm. We think that I know of people who told me that if I am a pastor, I'm going to receive love. If I'm an apostle, I'm going to receive love. But I beg to differ. I think that being an apostle or a pastor is a big job, and it calls for persecution. That's just what I'm trying to say. Some people think that if I embrace a title, because I heard a woman of God who was one of my friends, she said that I see people love you, so I want that same love. And I said, I beg to differ. You don't know what I go through on a daily. You don't know the persecution. So when you take on a type of thinking that's going to fill a void, it does not necessarily fill a void. But what happens when you embrace that title, you embrace the demons that goes along with that title.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The higher, I want you to hear what I'm saying, people. The higher you go, the more is expected of you, and the more the enemy is going to come at you.
Right.
And I recognize that. So you can't fill voids with titles. You can't fill voids with people liking you. The only thing that fills that void is relationship. That's it.
Right.
That's it. Bottom line.
Yep. Bottom line, that's true.
You know, because when I was younger, I used to think that being a pastor was, oh, that's so nice how people do this. But there's a lot that goes along with your title. There's a lot that goes along with your position. And people have to get out. Oh, if I be a pastor, I know people are going to love me. I'm going to be honored. I'm going to be respected. That does not always happen. It does not.
Right. Right. It does not. Right. And you know, when we're looking at titles and things like that, it's not even about the title and the position. We would never be in a position unless God placed us there. And so, you know, we often get caught up in that. You know, we're supposed to walk in authority in that position that God has given us, that graced us with. We walk in that position, but that doesn't mean that, you know, we should put ourselves above anything or anybody else. We still go through things. The mental is still heavy. You know, we still have our days. We still cry out to God, you know, before we became the fivefold. So, you know, we're not, you know, excluded from those things. And most people, you know, I'm sorry about that, but some people, they look at us as though, you know, okay, well, you know, this person is an evangelist or whatever, a teacher or you know, and so if I become mad, then, you know, then I'm full, then I won't have to worry about, you know, I don't have to go through certain things, I don't have to go through challenges. No, that's not the case. It becomes greater. And so, you know, as you were saying, the higher we go, you know, the battle, it becomes stronger. That's the reason why as we go higher, we need to upgrade on our spiritual walk with God. We need to upgrade on our prayer life and upgrade on our fasting and upgrade just spending time with God. And we can't fill any voids by church hopping. We have to be in a position to hear what God is saying. And the only way that we can hear what God is saying is if we spend time with Him, because then He's the one who's going to fill whatever void that may be within us. And see, we're preaching and we're teaching and we're talking about so many different things nowadays, and that we're pouring out to other people, and that they look at us as though, you know, we're full, we have it all together. No, we don't have it all together. We do have a relationship with Jesus Christ to help us get through whatever we need to get through. And so my void is not the people that I preach to. My void is not the people that I do praise and worship with. My void is not my job. My void is not my husband. My void that fills me up is Jesus Christ. And nobody can take the place of that. And so we have to let people know, let them understand that even though you may be moving higher in God, don't replace your heart, you know, with the things that God has sent you to operate in. Don't replace that place in your heart that God wants to dwell specifically for Him. There's a place in God that He wants specifically for Him to come and fill us up, so that as we go out and pour out, we're not picking up all kinds of stuff, you know, to fill us up, fill our head up. Oh, you did good, girl. Oh, you preached that thing. Oh, the people were slain in the spirit just listening to you preach and shout and holler. Oh, they were slain in the spirit. And all the time, all of that, we're being poured out. We're being emptied out. And then there's a void that becomes there when God is moved out of the way, because we're filled up on what the people are saying. And God is saying, wait a minute, that place right there in your heart, that's supposed to be for me. But you are allowing the things of the world to come in and to fill you up, and now you're empty again. But this time, we're filling up on what people pleasers are doing and not what God is saying. Do you understand what I'm saying, Lovey?
That's so true. That's so true. Because when you have a voice, you try everything. You try, to find friendship. You want that friend, that ride or die friend, so you don't fill that void. You connect to so many different people. You connect to so many organizations. You, as a leader, then you said some really key points just now. You have like this organization doing this, raising money here. We have a banquet here. So we're thinking that we're busy doing nothing. That's the bottom line. I'm going to say you're busy doing nothing, and you want the praises of people for doing nothing, and you don't get the praises from people. Lovey, I realize that. You'll get praises from people. People say, oh, girl, you're right, Lovey. You really did that thing. And then the next thing, that same person, listen to me, Lovey, I've seen it all the time, that same person that big you up can tear you down.
That's right. And you know what? Go ahead. Okay. That's what, you know, the Lord showed that to me some months ago. And what the Holy Spirit was saying is, don't allow people to put you on a pedestal, because that pedestal is not a solid foundation. And see, as soon as you step on someone's toes that have put you on a pedestal or put us on a pedestal, as soon as God begins to elevate His people, the same person that, you know, was hyping us up and all that good stuff and patting us on our back, as soon as we have to speak a word that person may not like or agree with, which you can tell them where their heart is and when they don't receive it out of love, point blank, and that's another sermon right there. But that's when all of a sudden you don't hear from them. All of a sudden, you know, you're not liking my status anymore. All of a sudden, you're not saying, hey, love, how you doing? All of a sudden, you know, you disappeared. And so all of a sudden, my relationship or your relationship or our relationship with that person, you know what I mean, that built us up last week, automatically it's gone. It never existed.
That's right. But check this out, love. You're doing it one way. The Holy Ghost show you that way. Let's keep this way out. Okay. before you were positioned in a higher authority, or before you were well known, when you were on a certain level, you used to, I'm not saying you, but I'm talking about people.
Right.
They used to promote you or push you. But as soon as they thought that they're moving to a new level, come on now, and they're being pushed out there, all of a sudden now, you are nothing to them. How about that?
Right.
Because now your status has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So because your status has changed, now you find yourself thinking that you're higher than somebody. You're thinking too higher than yourself. But that too will soon come to an end, because you're going to recognize it's not in that, but it's in God. I've been there, done that. And God begins to use people. They begin to think that they're bigger than you, better than you, before they used to promote you and push you. But then as soon as God just pushed them a little bit, that's why God can't promote everybody right away, because they're not mature enough to hold on to it, because they forget where they come from. And that, too, is trying to fill a void. You cannot fill a void with either putting people down and pushing yourself up, or when people are promoted, then you get fickle and feel funny, and then all of a sudden you cut people off. This pushing you out right here can be amazing. I check people out, and I know that you're a great seer. I know that you are a great woman of God, and you see things. And you and my daughter taught me something this week. And a couple of weeks ago, was it 2 weeks that you two talked to me about loving? And we have to have balance. And I'm trying to learn that even more. But I realize that everybody, you cannot hold on to the shirt tails of everybody, because everybody's not for you. Everybody that say they're for you, Lovey, is not for you. And when you embrace people and put people in your heart and hold people to a high esteem, because you want to be loved and appreciated by them also, you realize that sooner or later, God is going to open up your eyes and show you the real deal. And it's not pretty. It's not pretty.
Right.
It's not cute at all when God shows you who people are. And when God is showing you who somebody is, believe him.
That's right. That's right. That's right. We have to, you know, with people, we really need to be discerning in this hour. You know, you were saying, you know, we try to hold on to other folks' coattail, and that's true, you know, but everybody cannot go where God has taken us. Some people are there for a particular season, and some are there to teach us a lesson, whether it's a hurtful lesson or whether it's a helpful lesson, you know. But when God says to let them go and to release them, that's what we have to do, and that's our first obedience is to him always. The void, you know, sometimes when we get in that place, we may be dealing with some things, and some of us, we, you know, sometimes we want to pick up the phone and call someone, or, you know, I used to, at the beginning, when I was going through something and I first got into ministry, every time I go through something, I would pick up the phone and call my pastor, you know, and I was immature at that time. I didn't, you know, I was growing, you know, and I'm still growing, thank God, but I had to learn, okay, listen, that's your pastor, that's your spiritual father, that's your covering. However, God is God. And when we go through things, we have to be mindful that the place that we find a fill-up, because that's what we need, a fill-up. We need a fill-up from God every single day. Somewhere in our life, we may feel a void. We may feel, F-E-E-L, a void. Somewhere, it doesn't matter whether it's in ministry, whether it's in marriage, whether it's with our children, our job, it doesn't matter. It may seem like a void somewhere. Whatever that void is, the only person, the only one that can fill it up is God. And we have to be mindful to always go to him first, because when we start running to other people, we're putting them up on a pedestal as if they're God. They're not God. They're vessels, just like we are vessels. And so we need to be mindful of that as we are walking in this season with so much happening in the world around us, so much happening in our families, with our children, with our friends, with ministry. We have to be mindful when we go through those things. The first person we need to call on is Jesus. And when we call on Jesus, so, and ask him, because the Bible says if we ask him, then we will, if we ask, then we will receive it. If we ask for wisdom, he will give it freely, generously. And so when we ask God during that time, Lord, fill me up with you. Fill me up with you so much to the point that I won't see anybody else right now but you, that I won't run to anybody else right now but you. Now, after you spend, or after we spend time with God and he fills us up with wisdom and revelation, knowledge of what it is that we're dealing with, then he directs us to those people who can encourage us and support us and undergird us. And this way, we will be ready and we will be, you know, on point as to, okay, God sent me to this person, so I know there's a reason why he sent me there. But sometimes we get so happy-go-lucky when we start meeting all these folks and we thinking that they cool and they down and they with it, and then we find the real deal, and then we're back to square one. We're feeling that we're walking in a spirit of, no, there's a void there again. And we have to go back and start all over. Okay, God, show me again. I'm back at it again. And that's okay. That's okay to do that. That's okay to go back. But at some point or another, we need to get to the point that we grow up and we stop going back to the things that God has removed us from.
I totally agree with that. And see, our thinking and our motives are wild. You said a key point just now. You said that after God has shown us the people, now we're back at square one. We should not be making, forming relationships to fill the void. And we do.
Mm-hmm.
We really form relationships to fill voids. And we always thinking that that person really loves us, they really care for us, blah, blah, blah. We put confidence in man instead of versus putting confidence in God. Because if God placed somebody in your life, and that person is truly connected to the Holy Spirit, that person is truly connected to God, they're not going to hurt you. They're not going to leave you. They're going to stick by you. They're going to be that chick or that guy that's going to lie or die for real. Not because of them, because of them in your life. And you're right. Sometimes God permits people to be a part of your life for a season. And this is where you have to seek the Lord about seasonal people. Hallelujah.
Life
for a season. And you cannot get connected where you are, your heart is pouring to these people, where, oh my God, because I've done it before, where I put everything into them, and then when they leave, listen to what I'm saying, our lovely. I'm thinking now that that person has now taken a part of me with them. Because I love them, I depend on them so much. Come on, because we want to have friendship, we want to have those relationships. Because I know I see these people that were saying, you know, I had a relationship, I was married, and we were married for 39 years. More power to you. And I can't have that because I'm up there in age, and I'm not going to live all that time because I had relationships that didn't work out. But then we begin to say, oh, I wish that was me, blah, blah, blah. I wish I had a husband or a wife that I could have spent eternity with. But if you don't have that or it wasn't permitted, do not desire something that's not going to happen. What you need to do is have that deep, intimate relationship with God, because he's the one that fill you up. He's the one that helps you. Singles, I'm going to speak to the singles. Single women, I hear you all the time when you see that you're seeing women on Facebook, and they don't recognize that when they continue to say how awesome my husband is, blah, blah, blah. That makes you feel funny. But you know what? You wouldn't feel funny if you have that connection with the Lord. If you have that intimacy with the Lord. This young man is one of my spiritual sons. We were talking last night, and he said there's a void in him. And he wants that companionship. He wants a lady. He wants a wife. I said to him, son, listen to me, son. You have not yet have that connection with God. You just started out being in a relationship with God. What you need to do, only God can fill that void so you can be whole, then to connect with somebody. What we're thinking is that if I get married, that void is going to be filled. If I only had money, if I didn't have to work so hard, that void is going to be filled. If I had a husband, that void is going to be filled. If I had a wife, that void was going to be filled. If I had a job,
they feel. Yes, these things do help, mm-hmm. but they do not make you complete. They do not make you whole. Only a true relationship with God does that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Only a true relationship with God does that. And I know because sometimes, lovey, everything is going crazy around me. Let me just tell you, where bills are due, people are talking about me, I'm losing friends, I see people for who they are, they're not supportive anymore, so I'm hurt, okay? I'm feeling hurt, but because I have that relationship with the Lord, I don't stay depressed, I don't stay oppressed, because
right.
then the Holy Spirit, he does what he's called to do, what God has placed him on this earth to do for us. Now he becomes a comforter.
Mm-hmm.
He becomes a counselor, and he comforts
right.
me, and he comforts me. Why? Because you have that relationship. Now, without the Holy Spirit, come on now, I would go back to drinking. I'll go back to people-pleasing, trying to find that special one, thinking that that one is going to fill that void for me. But because I have the Holy Spirit, because I have the Lord, yes, things happen, but I don't know if you, I realize with you too, lovey, that you don't stay feeling down too long because we have relationships.
Right, right. And I was, as you were talking, and I first heard the Holy Spirit say, you know, even though people with money, some of those people are some of the most unhappiest people. Because they
yeah.
don't have a relationship with the Lord. And so they have cars and they have big homes and they have all of this material stuff gone, but they have, their spiritual life is dead because they have all those things they're trying to fill up with in the place of God. And then when you were talking and you were saying how you were losing friends, and the Holy Spirit said immediately tell her, those friends that you lost apparently were not your friends, because even, I don't care what season you are in, your friends will not leave you, period. That's the word that God gave for me. That's the word. And you know what? And that works with me as well. You know, we say people are our friends, but we really find out who our friends are. If they can rejoice with us in our low season, in our high season, then they can rejoice with us in our low season. If they can only rejoice with us in our high season and they splattered all over the place, you know, they're gone when we go through our lows, then that shows us truly how much our friendship meant to them. So, you know, when we become divinely connected to folks, kingdom folks, those are the people who show you, you know what I mean, how what friends really are, because they're there no matter what. And I'm telling you, the past 2 years of my life, God has given me, he's connected me to, you know, men and women that are really kingdom-minded. And counting you, you're one of them, you know, and sometimes, you know, God will pull me to the side and he will specifically say, pray for this person, pray for that person, pray for this person. And I will do that. And I will ask God, why do you have me connected? 2 years ago, I was so empty. I have an awesome spiritual father. I was so empty. I would go to church and I would get full on Sunday. I would come home, I would study the word, I would study throughout the week, but sometimes I felt like something was still missing. And then the Lord said, I need you to stretch yourself. I'm stretching you. Now I need you to step out and stretch yourself. I started taking classes. I started getting connected to people that God told me to get connected to. And the past 2 years of my life has been, I mean, it's been mind-blowing. Just simply mind-blowing, because God has shown me by connecting to those folks that he told me to get connected to, that void that I thought, that, you know, that void that I had there, it's constantly being filled. You know, whatever I go through, you know, those people are encouraging. You guys are, I'm saying those people, I have to say, you guys, because you are one of them, you know, you guys have been encouraging, you know, but at the same token, God says, now keep in mind, they can't fill that void. They are there for a purpose. And so that takes me back to the friends part of it. Real friends don't leave friends. You know that commercial that says friends don't let friends drive drunk?
Right.
You know, well, real friends don't leave you hanging, period. They just don't leave us hanging. They're with us, they're, regardless of what we go through. And so when we look at our friendship part of it, we always have to be mindful, hey, you know, I love our friendship. I value our friendship. They may not be the same, but God will show, he will show you that. Just like he showed you, he shows me the same thing. And I had to release some people that I thought were my friends as well. Boy, did that thing hurt. I'm telling you, it hurt to the core. But that's that place, that void that God fills. And it took me a whole year and a half to get past, that, lovey. And I thought it was gone. But when I saw that person face to face, everything just hit me. And I thought, wow, I need to be delivered of this. Because I couldn't move in my ministry the way God wanted me to move and to operate. I was operating, yeah. You know, I was ministering, yeah. But there was a place there that God needed to fill. And I can honestly say that now today, it just feels good to be free, you know what I mean, from that kind of bondage, because that's what that is, that's bondage. So you be encouraged when it comes to those friends. God, he sends people, and then he also removes them. The only thing we have to do is be obedient and let them go and allow ourselves to heal. Sometimes we're so busy preaching about, you know, other folks healing and deliverance that we forget about ourselves. We need healing too. So we have to allow God to heal us through the process of all of this stuff that's going on. You know what I'm saying, Lovey?
Yes, I understand fully. And what you just said, real friends don't leave you hanging. God-ordained friends really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, don't leave you hanging. And they're not there to fill that void either. And you
right.
find that out. But they're there to enhance your life. They're there
right.
to love, support you. Because you know what, Lovey? What I realize is that we all need people. We all
mm-hmm.
need people. We need
mm-hmm.
we need each other. Yes, people said that King Jesus is all we need. And yes, we need Jesus. But he also gave us one another. He says love one another. And the key word,
mm-hmm.
he says love one another sincerely. Sincerely. So those divine appointed friends really don't leave you. They don't.
Right, right.
Because
they really don't.
Yes, I have a friend that I've been friends with her for 20 years. You understand me? Through thin
mm-hmm.
and thick. We had beat down fights. I told her to stop the her van right here and put me out on the highway.
Uh-huh.
We had big fights. Do you hear me? Her name is Rosalyn. You're going to meet her.
I knew that.
We had big fights, and we had disagreements, misunderstandings. But, you know, through it all, because it was divine appointment. Of divine,
yeah.
Her mother was dying, and I didn't know. And she told me to look out for her. I didn't know she
mm-hmm.
didn't know. And her mother died. And when her mother died, she connected to my brother looking to fill that void. But she
mm-hmm.
didn't know at that time that even relationship can fill the void. And my brother cheated on her. And this is really so ironic how I got cheated on too at the same week. This is how she got saved. Because I was being celibate and I wanted to give my life. And I wanted that I hope that my boyfriend, who I wanted to be my fiance, my husband, which was not so, I wanted him also to be saved. And but he didn't want to be saved. So my brother and him were friends, and both of them did wrong to both of us. And I was saved. And while I was in pain, I brought her to God.
Amen.
And she has not, and that was 20 years ago, and she has not left God since.
Praise God.
And she has not left our relationship since. And we've
praise
been
God.
Through a lot. So she does not feel my voice, but I tell you, she helped me with my life. She
yeah.
she, you know, it's just like you do. When I'm feeling down, I don't tell you, but you be sending me a message. I love you, loving, blah, blah,
amen.
Blah. Lord, help us know. Because we are connected to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy
amen.
Spirit knows what we need. So he even uses people to help us along the way. But they do
right.
not fill the void.
Any right.
God
exactly.
can
that's
fill
right.
the void.
That's right. I
amen.
The presence of God, amen. That, you know, the presence of God is like no other, like no other. And, you know, being one who came from the streets, you know, I'm telling you, I had a good upbringing. I have my mom's just awesome. But, you know, when we get to the age, you know, and I think I said this, I know I said this before, when we start smelling ourselves, and we get to that age and we think we grown and we think we know all of that in our teenage years, you know, and, you know, on top of that, I was dealing with a lot of stuff that had happened to me, and I didn't know how to act out. So I became a fighter, just fight, you know.
Right.
And then it was like, you know, I turn to, you know, whatever made me feel good at that particular time. And I, you know, I look back now and I think about how I saw it. I was just rejoicing and having a great time. It has no place, you know, no name for the time spent with God. This is what you call, this is what I call real living. This is what I call, you know, being filled up. This is what I call, you know, living my life, you know, according to the will of God. This is what I call really living, when we really spend time with God. And he, you know, we don't allow anything or anyone to take the place of that. And that's the only way that we can stay in that place of being filled up with the Holy Ghost, is when we continue to spend time with God and not try to replace him with things. You know, things come and go. People come and go. But God is the same every day, all day, 24 hours. I don't care. We can wake up in the middle of the night and talking to Jesus, and he's there. We don't have to worry about him having an attitude. We don't have to worry about him going through the motions or none of that, because he is always the same. And so once we get to that place of really understanding and realizing, yes, we need people, but I need God more. You understand what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
I need God more, because without him, I can't move. Without him, I can't live. I can't breathe. I can't do nothing without him. And so without him, I am no use to nobody else. I'm just there. But when I'm filled with him, when that void is filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Spirit of God, that's when I can operate the way he wants me to operate. That's when I can pray the way he wants me to pray. That's when I can lay hands and people be delivered and set free. That's when I can do the things that God has called me to do, when I allow him, only him, to fill that void. And so when we have to get to that place where we say, you know what, it's time for me to grow up. It's time for me to let that man go. It's time for me to let Tom, Dick, and Harry go, because he ain't filling me up the way I need to be filled up. It's time for me to let those girlfriends go who want to go clubbing and don't want to sit at his feet. It's time for me to let those folks go. You know, I need Jesus first. That's who I need. So we have to grow up. We have to grow up. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I like that. When you find that anything is blocking and stopping you from really operating and moving in the unction of the Holy Spirit, you got to let it go. I like that.
Right. That's
and,
right.
And you got to grow up and realize, look, this is not beneficial to me. This is not helping me in my walk with the Lord. And it's all about relationships. So I don't want anything to hinder or block the flow.
Yeah.
The flow of God in my life, because you said it, and you said I can preach, I can lay hands, I can bring deliverance only when God is flowing through me the right way, because there's going to be people who can do that, but they're not doing it in the name of Jesus. They're doing it in the name. They're doing it for the wrong motive, and it's not going to be truly effective until you have that connection, that void filled up with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Sometimes we need a refilling of the Holy Spirit, because we get so busy doing nothing. When I say nothing, you might think that working is okay. We work like a dog trying to make that money. We having all kinds of boards, and we having all kinds of banquets, and we having all kinds of revival, and nobody's revived, because you truly need to connect with Jesus in order to get a revival going. And if we're having revival to the wrong motive. We want our church to grow. We want to raise funds for the church. Come on now, that's not the right way of the right motive of doing it. The
right motive
of a revival is have people have an encounter with Jesus and move them to another level. They might feel stagnated. They might feel empty. They might just need someone to just lay hands. They might need a hug. They might need a word just to move them and push them to the next level. So we are busy doing nothing. We could be so caught up, lovely. We can really be caught up and so busy and looking good and preaching here and doing this and making ourselves look good. But are we promoting the kingdom? Are we having a relationship? Why are we doing it? We might be doing it to fill those voids, and it cannot be filled that way.
If God don't say go, then we don't go. If he don't say do it, then we don't do it, because his hand is not on it, and therefore is not operating with the spirit of excellence, and it becomes a mess. And so therefore we have to be in tune with what the Holy Spirit is saying, in order for us to be effective in all that he's called us to do. If God, you know, I mean, a couple of times I went to so many, every time you turn around, I was in a prophetic line. Just going to conference here, conference there, in the prophetic line. And then God said, I didn't tell you to go there. That's why you left there the same way you came. Because my spirit was not open. I did not consecrate myself. I did not lay before the Lord. I got myself dressed, and I was just happy to go. But now it's a new day. When God, if God don't tell me to go, I'm not going. But when he say go, you can believe I'm going to be there, because, again, that's my first obedience. And you, my first obedience is to him. And so we have to be mindful. We have to be careful. We're not going to these things, to these functions and these events. We're not going there for us. We're going there to hear what God has to say, so that when we leave, when he uses us, we're pouring out into others. We're not going there for ourselves.
Amen. Amen. And you know, that's awesome. That that's kingdom-minded. You're being kingdom-minded. Because if you're being talent-minded, you'll be going every place. People ask you to speak. Oh, yeah, I speak. And you're just crazy. You just wanna be seen. But when you become
right.
kingdom-minded, you are spirit-led.
Mm-hmm.
When you become kingdom-minded, you are spirit-led. You don't care
that's
who
right.
invites you. You don't care if Obama invites you to speak. If God says
right.
no, you ain't go. Because it's
right.
not about
that's right.
promoting me. It's about promoting and lifting up the kingdom and bringing
Amen.
People into the kingdom. So I love that, Lovey. You've got to take a minute and breathe and allow the
yeah.
Holy Spirit to direct us. We got
yeah.
to do it. And
yeah.
when you're filled with God, those events don't mean nothing to you. Going here,
right.
going there, don't mean nothing to you. You could be alone in your room, Lovey, and be
mm-hmm.
at peace.
Mm-hmm.
You could be alone
mm-hmm.
in a big old house and be at peace. But when you have a void, you always want people around. You always want to be on the phone. You always want to be connected to somebody because you have void. And the only way that you can be at peace with Angela is if you have that relationship with the Lord, where it's just you and God. It's just about you
right.
and God, and you want to do it God's way. Lovey, I did it my way for so many years. I did it my way. I did it. I thought I was doing all this loving, sweet things in the name of Jesus. Because I want people to see. I heard people say that pastors take people's money and they just want to abuse the people. But I want other people to hear that there's pastors that overlove their sheep, that they're not. Balance. I've been there. There's not people always like dog those pastors. But how about the pastors that want their sheep to fill that void, that want their church to fill that void? You're gonna put everything into your church. You're gonna put everything into your people. And guess what, Lovey? God can move those people and take your church away. Now what?
Yeah, yeah. God is always
void.
Looking at the heart. Mhm.
That's right.
He's always looking
so
at the heart.
You can do nice things, and you can be nice because you want to be loved, Lovey. You want to be accepted. You want people to think highly of you. You just overly a person that just wants to give. And God is saying that's not right in what you're doing. It's a good
right.
idea. It's a good thing. But what you're doing is you're crippling those people. You're causing those
yeah.
people to be stagnated. It's okay to love, Lovey, and I understand that, and I'm learning. Yet don't get it twisted. It's a battle every day, because if I heard somebody say that they need money or they need this, it's always the Holy Ghost that'll slap me and say, you know what? You are not Holy Ghost Junior. You be led of me. Take a break. Allow the people to go through what they need to go through. That even in your giving, you have to be led, spirit-led. Whatever God is doing in a person's life, you can screw it up because you love so much. And that, too, don't fill a void. Don't fill a void. They do not fill the void by giving and being seedy. No. Relationship and being balanced fills that void. Relationship with God and having a balance in God. Are you there, Lovey? Pastor Keisha, you want to say something? Lovey, you there? Yeah.
Lovey, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Amen. Okay. Pastor Keisha, going to say a little quick little something because we're soon going to wind up because I know that you have to go take care of the babies. Congratulations again. Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. I'm just in agreement with all with both of you. Only God can fill our voice. Only God can satisfy us. Only God can make us whole. And a lot of times we look to people. So but we are broken individuals because of sin, because of circumstances, because of our past. We become broken. But we don't. We look to people to heal us and deliver us. But I have realized only God can heal and deliver us. I realize two broken people cannot heal each other. I have learned that.
Right.
Why we need a Savior who will save us
Amen.
From our sin, save us from our horrible circumstances of the past, who will save us from ourselves, and save us from being people pleasers. I have learned even as the woman, many of us are the woman at the well.
At the well.
We are born with a desire to be loved and to be cared for, so listen, you know, to hear nice words, and we look to that for. Towards people, and we want attention from people. We want people to validate us. And the woman at the well had more than one husband. She had a relationship with someone else who wasn't her own. But God, when she had an encounter with Jesus Christ, it turned her life around. When Jesus said, "You," I'm paraphrasing, that you've been searching high and low for someone to satisfy you, to quench that thirst. You were searching for someone to make you whole, but it's only found me. And once you realize it and took me, that only Jesus Christ is the living water. Jesus Christ is the only one that can satisfy. Jesus Christ is the only one that gives joy. Jesus Christ is the only one. And once you realize that and got that decision, that her whole life changed. Her life changed. She had that encounter with Jesus Christ. She had an intimate relationship with Jesus. And just that one second of intimacy that knew her. She controlled her past against her. And when she realized that love, that everlasting love from Jesus Christ, she had something for joy that she could visualize that happened. I realize it. I want to encourage my brothers and sisters in Christ that only God is joy. Only God can satisfy you. It's okay to be loved and what is taken care of. You have to know that those things are temporary. When we get affected, we get a knowledge system, when we get open doors at times, it's all temporary. Only questions have to ever pass.
Whoa. My soul, loving. Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't get me started, because I love talking about Jesus Christ.
Listen to her now. Don't get her started. And listen, lovely. Listen, she doesn't want to talk, but then, now when she's talking, she's running for it now. See that?
Yeah,
and
there you go.
And she's absolutely right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can do your thing now, and our website is up, lovey. We just got a it's up, and you can and we'll post it, and we'll put. I don't know if we're gonna put this one on because of the static, but we hope that it was touching and someone got something from it. We'll listen to it first, and then we'll put it up if it's not
okay.
Static-y.
Okay.
Then we want you want to end out, Ravi, or you want us to do it?
No, I don't. There's nothing I wanted to add. Just to encourage the people, not to fill their voice in their life with materialistic things, with people, but let God
Amen.
Be the one who fills them up. Amen. That's it.
Amen. So you want to pray us out? You want Lakeisha to
okay.
do it?
Okay. Keisha, you can pray us out. I love to hear Keisha speak. Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, and praise the holy name, Lord God, for this show, for the word you have given your co-host. We thank you, Lord God, and praise your holy name that it was building, it was edifying, it built up your kingdom, it helped our brothers and sisters all over the land. And I ask you, Lord God, that you just move and have your way, Lord God. We just thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us. We thank you for filling the void within us. We thank you, Lord God, it's only through intimate relationship with you, Lord God, that we will find our self and true identity in you, Lord God. And I pray we'll come to that revelation, Lord God. I pray that we'll hear that truth, Lord God, through the Holy Spirit, and we'll accept it within our hearts, Lord God, and that we, Lord God, will look to you to validate you. We just indulge you, Lord God. We and praise your holy name, Lord God, for having your way upon the soul. And I ask, Lord, that you touch the host right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You strengthen them, you lift them up, you build them up, and cover them under the blood, Lord God. You continue to inspire them and give them greatest ideas. Continue to allow your spirit to speak to them to help the body of Christ and build up the kingdom of God. So that's what it's all about. And we thank you, Lord God, and praise your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Is anyone that doesn't know Jesus, just it's so important that if you don't know Jesus and you're on the line and you want to quit, we are here. Or you can inbox any one of us. We are available, and we our website's on the end up. And if you need to say anything or leave a prayer request, you can also do that. We praise God for you and love
Amen.
Me. My
yes,
lovely co-host. You might say co-host, but she's just as we are one. We are one. There's no, and she's my partner in this thing right here. Nobody's bigger. No, but she is my. We walk side in side, hand in hand.
Amen.
I don't do anything unless I go and text her and say, "Lovey, what you think of this?" And blah blah
Amen.
Blah. Amen. We are one. So she is the host of the show with me. Amen. Teacher's over there saying, "Yeah, yeah."
Praise God. That's my baby.
We love you all. We love you all, and thank you for listening to me and my co-host, an awesome woman of God. And thank you for Pastor Keita, who's speaking up more. Thank God for her. We thank God for you. Love you. Want to say anything?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get out of here, girl.
Love you guys. Be blessed. Have a great weekend.
All right. Love
Amen.
You guys. God bless. All right. Bye-bye.